Welcome back, brothers and sisters. We had a power surge of some sort. It's raining pretty bad here in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, and we had a power surge or something, man. It just knocked us out the box, so I'm looking for my good brother, Devonnie Aquil, to get back with me, and so we can continue the conversation that we were engaged in. And I know that it is, that's deep. I was like, man, a power surge, what the hell? You know, but I'm going to try to contact him or somebody contact him, let him know that we're back on the air and that we're ready to resume the conversation. And I'm trying to contact him now. So tomorrow, since we're talking, so we got some time before my brother gets, so we can reconnect him. Tomorrow we have, we're going to be on, I'm going to be on WAOK Radio 1380 here in Atlanta, AM station, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter's program in the morning, talking about reparations, you know, talking about Kwanzaa. Talking about Kwanzaa and the importance of the Kwanzaa celebration and, more importantly, the principles to be instilled in our everyday lives. On Friday, you can join me. My guest will be Basir Mchawe from New York. He was my guest last year around this time when we were talking about Kwanzaa, this brother who has an intimate history of the about Kwanzaa. He was one of the creators of Kwanzaa. That's right. It was not just Malana Karinga. There were others involved in the creation of Kwanzaa, and of course going to talk about the importance of the Kwanzaa celebration. So hoping that I'm back on the air, hopefully that people can hear me, you know, and so I've been told that I am back on, and so I'm going to continue the conversation. And hopefully I'll get my good brother, Brother Damani Aquil. Brother Damani is a very sharp brother. I am deeply impressed with him. Young man who has traveled a lot, been to many places. Like he said, he was talking about when he was in Haiti, and he was in the area, in the place where Bukman and others planned the revolt, planned to liberate themselves from the French in Haiti. And I'm quite sure that was emotional to be in that place. You know. So I'm looking forward to him calling back. But in the meantime, dear brothers and sisters, we want to continue to call the conversation, you know, and Marimba, Sister Marimba, how are you? Marimba Ani, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I said I'll take this opportunity. I tried to text Brother Damani.
And so did I.
To let him know to come back on. So yeah. I'm not sure, but I got cut off as well.
Yeah.
So it must have been something, you know, local.
Well, in this area where I live here, I've had my power go out at least three times. So it must have been a little power surge, because as I'm
there wasn't here where I'm at, you know, in my location.
Mm-hmm.
And still the connection to your program.
I see.
Was off. Well, let me just say a few things. I'm not going to stay on. One thing is you're having Brother Basir Mchawe on Friday?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great.
Yes,
great.
I am.
That's wonderful. So yeah. Just letting your listeners know that. I'm looking forward to that. He has been involved in, well, generally in what I would call the African political, cultural, nationalist movement I guess since the early 70s.
Right.
Right? So
right.
He's got all that history. I mean, as an activist, participant in the center of things as a young person and then grown in that. So he's got all that history with him. And then specifically in terms of the creation and practice and development of the concept of Kwanzaa all of that time as well.
Right.
So what he brings to the table in terms of that discussion is excellent. So I would just advise anyone who's listening to definitely come in on Friday for that conversation. And very glad that you, Baba Oshi, are bringing him on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And this conversation with Brother Jamani is just the quality of it, the depth of it is brilliant. It's you know, I don't do a lot of the talk show stuff and get involved in a lot of it.
I know you don't. That's why I'm sitting
right.
here smiling. I know you don't, but I appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the level of this discussion. You see, I know Baba Asa was trying to push us, Baba Asa Hilliard Nana, before. To study, understand, read, think in terms of the geopolitical reality and relationship to us, you know, as African people, that we needed to do that, and that's what we weren't doing. And he also said that you know, our leadership was more in a begging kind of mode, and not really thinking in terms of us as even players, you mm-hmm. know, on this field, which you know is what you need if you are actively in a war,
right.
And so what I was hearing, the little that I did get to hear, was that it was on that level, that level of thinking. This young brother, Damani, whom I work closely with, it's just a good model for our other young people. You know, a lot of the older ones, I just kind of give up on them. but definitely, you know, I call them in that 40-something range,
right.
And need to really, really be taking the reins. Now, we're getting to what for me was really exciting in terms of the issue. And I really, really wish he would come back on. But he said, okay, now you've got all that. You can make all that argument, but then so what? You know, what you going to do? You coming to get me? And never really, really, we have to more than abstractly talk about that. That is where we get into the approach and the thinking as African sovereignists. That's what I call it.
Right.
That means you're talking in terms of power. And you're talking about, do we want it? And if so, what does that mean? And how do you get that? How do you think in terms of power? How do you work in terms of power? So the issue that you were alluding to in terms of, you know, us getting together, which sounds like the unity piece, we got problems with that as well. We don't fully understand that, because unity for the sake of unity doesn't mean anything. That's a tool. It's a tool. It's got to be a tool. So it's got to be unity for a purpose, and it's got to be unity means not just that we are together, but that we are together intentionally, as a machine, an army for right. our people.
Right.
That's the African sovereignist perspective and commitment. And that is what any thinking about, talking about, this thing called reparations, has to come from a position of power, not a position of begging.
Right.
Because then why should anybody give you anything?
Exactly.
Why
and I made
they,
mention.
You know, it's right. like we think we're talking about different people from the people who did whatever they did in the first place. It's the same people.
It's the same people.
With the same motive.
Yes.
And the same interest. And as they see it, the same needs, which is to total control, total domination, and total exploitation, the ability to exploit us without any sanctioning mechanisms, you know, which prohibit that. We have to be talking about a state of organization in which we have the ability to exact sanctions against anyone who does anything which is sacred to us, which are our people, our land, our resources, our interest, you know, as a race,
right.
as a people. That's a position of sovereignty, of how we are defining, how I define African sovereignty, which is absolute African power.
Exactly.
So there's nothing left. There's nothing left. As my young friend Heru of Precise Science says, nothing left. That's what
yes.
we want. That's what it is. And it has to be not that other people give us that.
No.
It has to be not that other people accept that as an objective for us, but that we as a people, as a race, want that for ourselves,
exactly.
and want it bad enough.
Yes,
that there's a will, that we have a will, and we exercise that will to bring it about, to organize for it. Once we have that, there would be no stopping us. Mm-hmm. We haven't had that will.
Yeah.
And at one point, what you described, was exactly, it sounded to me like the position, the initiative, the program that Marcus Garvey put forth. And it's precisely what he said. He said he was thinking in terms of us as one people who needed to have a governing force which gave us direction to declare ourselves, which our people did in 1920. We had a declaration of our rights, of who we were, and then define an agenda
yes.
for our people. And not only did he say that, but and he and the others who he worked with, Amy Jacques Garvey and so forth, but actually put a machinery into place to bring it about, which was, for a period of time, tremendously successful.
Exactly.
And since that time, First of all, there was a concerted effort by black people or people, anyway, people, I won't call them bad names, but of our people.
They deserve bad names because what they did was.
I know, but you know, with our people who were in collusion with the enemy, with Yorugu, with the United States government, to get rid of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey,
right.
And then, you know, for that movement to really weaken and almost disintegrate. And you know, we have remnants of it now, nothing like what it was, and we need that kind of clarity. But at any rate, the point I'm making is that leadership since that time, and so-called leadership, and leadership that was not in what would we call it, a vanguard, but became a rear guard. In other words, being behind where the people are. Chosen and supported by our enemies, their tact has been to just try to be a part of the ruling of structures of our enemies, rather than to think in terms of a distinct and sovereign power of our own.
Right.
They have not fought like Garvey at all. Gone backwards.
Right. No, all
from
of it
that
is,
time.
Right. All of it has been to develop an inclusion,
right.
an illusion of inclusion, I might add. You know,
exactly.
Consistently, even to this
exactly.
day, there's very few of our leaders who are speaking about independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for African people. They're always talking
That's
about,
right.
you know, how many more representatives we should have in Congress or in state. How, like right now, the big push is, of course, to get this sister to be the governor of Georgia, which I definitely don't think will happen, or another brother to be the governor of Florida, which I definitely don't think will happen, you know, but even at that, even if they are the governor or the mayor or the president of the common council, the conditions of our people remain the same. It doesn't change.
Or Baba Ochi or the president of the United States.
Yes. Or the
you
president
see,
of the United States.
Nothing shows people what this means. You're talking about a system. You're not talking about people. You're not talking about individuals. You're talking about a system.
Exactly.
So that if a black person gets elected into one of those positions, the very first thing that they have to say is that they represent all of the people. They have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nature of that reality. They cannot say then, I represent my people and I will do what is best for my people in the interest of my people, because they are in a system which supposedly is they've been put into office and their responsibility is to represent the interests of these United States,
right?
Which you know is a place that you know, let's face it. Come on, it's a white country, even though they're not even in the majority anymore. Certainly, will not be very soon. They are the power base.
Right.
So if you're in their system, that's what your hands are going to be tied by that. This is not our place, y'all.
No, it is not. We're not supposed to be here. No,
and
it's
what
not.
You think they're gonna hand that over to us?
No.
Why would they do that?
No, they won't. We have Brother Damani back on. Brother Damani,
great.
We're glad that you're back
Damani.
On.
Greetings. Great
and
to hear you.
Say, I was very, very impressed by the level of your discussion and analysis, and I would ask you to please continue it. You were saying. You built up the kind of the picture, the scenario of where we're at in terms of what might be an argument for the guilt, you know, of people, individuals, families, and nations. In terms of their treatment of a race of human beings or other human beings and so forth. And then you said, so what? Okay, so come on then. So you're
going
to make that argument, but then what?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do now?
That's where it gets interesting to me. And I wanted to hear, I didn't hear you go on with that, and if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. And let me just interject, and thank. Well, I won't go on, but I want you to develop that brilliance that you are, that African brilliance. You never ever want to say African and slaves in the same breath. So that you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
There were enslaved Africans, but never those two terms are contradictory. And so we would never say African and then put slaves with it. Just want to say.
Yeah, Bo. Yeah, Bo.
Go ahead.
Well, brother Damani, we only have a few
yes,
minutes. So he's only
oh,
have
man,
8 minutes.
We got
so
a
let's
minute
go.
Or something.
So let's continue to engage in the conversation. I'm going to have to go off the air, you know, but what we can do is we can pick this conversation back up at a later time with the three of us. Mama Marimba, that would be
okay,
great.
I got to hear this.
Okay,
yeah.
So go ahead, Brother Damani. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Baba. Thank you so much for the opportunity to build and learn.
So go ahead and make that statement that she was referring to in terms of what now, what next? Said, make
right.
us, make us. What are you going to do? What are we
right,
going to
right.
do?
The now for us is to build power and
uh-huh,
to build
uh-huh.
power, real power
uh-huh.
in a silent way. In a non-advertised way, on our own terms, that guarantees our ability to transfer that power to future generations. It cannot be a localized power. So that's the what now, and it
wow.
needs to include our eliminating the notion that the people that we're fighting against are operating with the same principles of Ma'at that are endemic to us. You know, they have no moral
right.
compass. You know, we cannot
right.
appeal to just a system that they sought to tear down. So the now is building power, Baba. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm committed to doing. And I appreciate, you know, my teachers. I appreciate, you know, Ma Marimba so much, you know, for providing that example for me. We cannot survive without our elders. And we still look, you know, we never outgrow our elders. I don't care how old we get, you know, we never outgrow our elders, you know, so I appreciate the example that the two of you are setting, you know, for me.
Well, deservingly so, brother, because you are a fine example of somebody who believes in us, who believes in African independence, self-determination, liberation and sovereignty for our people and who are willing to do and make the sacrifices. Because we have to understand that for a lot of our people, they don't want to make sacrifices. They just want to find a comfortable corner, a comfortable damn niche in European Caucasian supremacy, racism, and privilege, and then say to us, well, I got mine. And if you didn't get yours, then it's your fault.
Something wrong with you.
It's something wrong with you. Yeah. So, you know, I'm looking at it like, you know, this is a critical time in the history of our people globally. You know, we have no friends. Just as Dr. Clark said, we have no friends. When you look at what is happening to African people everywhere in China, I mean, the Chinese are in Africa, and I'm quite sure they're treated with respect. In fact, Chinese men are marrying Ugandan women so they can stake their claim to the mineral resources and land in Africa.
That's right.
You know, but yet in China, we are dogged out. We are dogged out in Israel. In fact, we are being imprisoned in Israel. If you don't get deported, then you'll be imprisoned. You know, look at us in Europe, everywhere in the diaspora. So we have no friends. You want a friend? Go look in a mirror.
Look in the mirror.
And don't leave that mirror till you like what you see. Not your arched eyebrows or the shape of your damn nose. Like what you see in terms of who you are culturally, who you are historically.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like what
uh-huh.
you see in
uh-huh.
terms of you as an African man or woman, regardless of your skin color. Like what you see, who we are, and more importantly, embrace that and share that with us like-minded folks. And that's what we need to do. You know, so.
Yeah, bro.
So I'm thankful that Sister Marimba Ani is on with me. This is the second time she's been on with me. The first time was talking about Francis and her history with Dr. Welsing. And this is right before the memorial in D.C. A couple years ago.
Maybe, you know, one of the things that we could do when we get back on, I certainly would love to explore when we talk about powers using concrete examples of what power looks like today for the African world and in what places mm-hmm. of the African world do we see examples where we have control, you know, over the land, you know, where we're actually farming and creating an existence of self-determination. I'm talking about Choco, Colombia, you know, where we have hectares and thousands of hectares of land and we're fighting, we're being killed off.
Sure.
So when we talk about reparations, you know, we cannot distract ourselves from the resources that we currently have and be able to fight, you know, to retain those.
Well, let's do that. Let's coordinate that and let's do that. Get back on this program. Hopefully I won't have a power outage and we can go ahead and give that information to our people. That's something tremendous. Sister Marimba Ani, Brother Damani Akwil, we thank you. We end this program like we end every program with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor, the European, the Caucasian, the cracker, the most potent weapons in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind, and not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because we stand on a land that would free all of us. We have all of what we need. Brothers and sisters, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Shem Hotep, go in peace. Asante Sana. Thank you. Peace, family.